الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى ordered us and he said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. Allah said, oh you believe, make tawbah towards Allah سبحانه وتعالى sincerely, turn towards Allah سبحانه وتعالى sincerely. What is tawbah? Tawbah is the beginning of all goodness. Tawbah is that door which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which represents the maximum rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is that which can only be done to Allah and which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept and forgive. La yaqfiru zunuba illa ant. We make this dua, we say, oh Allah, there is no one who forgives sins except you. So in Islam there is no asking of forgiveness for sins from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is the way of cooling the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the way of turning aside the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the shield against the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the people of Nuh alayhi salam would commit all kinds of crimes and sins, and then the punishment would start, the azab would start, they would go to Nuh alayhi salam and they would ask him to make dua, and Nuh alayhi salam said to them,
فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ.
He said, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, and he will open the skies and he will send down rain on you.
فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا.
He said, make istighfar to your Rabb. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives. There are many ayat in the Quran relating to tawbah. I mentioned one at the beginning here, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Oh, you who believe, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Make tawbah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Tawbah is to turn towards. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and he, see the way he addressed. Allah said, Ya ibadi, O my slaves, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, those who have transgressed against themselves. Now, if you think about this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about people who have committed sins, people who have transgressed boundaries, people who have gone against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't call somebody my whoever when that person has disobeyed you. Disobeyed you deliberately. It's not as if you don't know, because if you do something without knowledge, then it's not even a sin. But so when you say it's a sin or it's a crime, it means you did it knowingly and you did it knowing that it was wrong. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, Ya ibadi. Allah could have said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Those who have transgressed against themselves, do such and such. Allah did not say, Allah said, Ya ibadi. Direct address towards himself. Oh my slaves. Oh my slaves. Ya ibadi. Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins, and verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and most merciful. Now therefore, tawbah begins with not just a hope in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a complete yaqeen in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a question of saying, I made tawbah, I hope Allah will forgive me. No, this is a sign of lack of iman. It's a sign of weakness of faith. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, then where is the question of having doubt about this? Is there not? The question is, we must make tawbah sincerely. If we make tawbah sincerely, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this tawbah, because that is His wa'ad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. It's not somebody else's claim that Allah will forgive and then you can say, well, you know, Allah never said that. So and so claimed this. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, where he said clearly, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement. So Allah said, yeah, definitely Allah will forgive. But exactly the condition is, tawbah should be sincere. Now what is the meaning of sincere tawbah? Sincere tawbah consists of three stages. First is to be ashamed of, to be regretful for, to be sorry about whatever that we have done. And it is important not to make one general kind of statement. If I have done something, forgive me. And people make this ridiculous statement. I mean, that statement itself is a wrong statement, and it's an affront, because you don't even want to take the trouble to think about what you did wrong. If I did, what do you mean if you did? If you did, you should know. Where is the question of saying if you did? So, think about this. The first and most important thing is to think about what is it that I have done wrong. Because when you think about that, then you feel sorry about this. I knew I should not have done such a thing, I did it. Whatever it was, I lied, I cheated, what not. So, very clearly think about what it is that we have done wrong. And we feel very sorry about this, we feel very ashamed about this, we feel regretful and we feel contrite and we feel that this is something which I should never have done. So, the first stage of tawbah is to actually sincerely feel bad about the thing that we have done, the evil that we have done. Second one is never to go back to that, to hate it, because obviously I did something wrong, I am feeling sorry about that, then how can I go back to that? So, to hate going back to it. Whatever happened, happened, but I will never do it again. No matter what. I will make every effort to make sure that this never happens again. Inshallah. Third one is where this particular action, whatever the action was, where it requires reimbursement, or where it requires to be something to be done, to make up for it, then that should be done. Now, this can be of two kinds. One is with regard to huququllah. Say, for example, you miss a salah. You feel very bad about this. I should never do that again. I make full effort. But the salah you missed, what about that? You have to pray qada. So, you pray qada for this. If you missed a fast, you fast qada for this, and so on and so forth. So, even with huququllah, there are some things which have to be made up. Zakat, for example. Maybe I did not know about zakat. Maybe I knew about zakat, but I don't think there's anybody who does not know about zakat. But you know about zakat, but you were careless about it. We never bothered. Something we did. Now suddenly you realize, la hawla wa ta'ala, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's haqq on me. This is, I should have done this. I didn't do it. So I feel very bad about this. But then feeling bad is not enough. So then we calculate what is the zakat that is due, and then we ensure that we pay the zakat. So even with huquq Allah, there are some things which need to be made up. It's not simply enough to say sorry. And definitely with huququl ibad, definitely with the rights of the people, if there are things that we have done which have transgressed the rights of people, if you hurt somebody, you insulted somebody, you slandered somebody, you did ghibat on somebody, you harmed somebody in some way, you took away somebody's property, you took away somebody's honor, whatever it was that you did, then so part of tawbah and the condition of the acceptance of tawbah is that you go and make up with that person. So if you did something, some harm to somebody, you go and apologize to them. If you took away something from them, give it back to them, and so on. If they don't accept your apology, if they throw you out, that's a different issue. Then it's a responsibility on them. But to go and apologize, and that also apologize properly. Not to do it in a way where the apology is now worse than the crime. You know, people, they apologize as if they are doing a great favor to you by apologizing. So, that's not the way. You go and apologize properly. But maybe, wallah alam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the hearts of people. And people are, this happens. If you go and sincerely apologize, Allah changes the hearts of people. But maybe you got some particularly khadus kind of chap who doesn't want to, forgive you. That is up to them. So then your responsibility, at least you have discharged. Alhamdulillah, I went and I apologized properly. And if the person doesn't want to forgive me, wallah alam, then leave it to them. But definitely we have to do that. Similarly, if you take away somebody's, whatever it was, property, something which you grabbed, which you should not have taken. Now, part of tawbah, part of the condition of acceptance of tawbah is to return this property. Because it didn't belong to you in the first place. So you return the property, and if there is some earning from the property, you return that also. So maybe you took 10 to begin with, but when you are returning, you have to return 100, because that's what it became. Now, that is very important. Sahaba even asked the Prophet ﷺ, they said, Ya Rasulullah, if I did whatever I did, and then I know it was wrong, and I realized it was wrong, but now this person has died. Right? Whoever it was that I wronged, now he is no longer there. What do I do? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go and give it to his children. Children, whoever are his heirs who inherited from him, go and give it to them. Because it doesn't belong to you, so it belongs to them. So whoever is there, give it to them. In cases where there is, you know, say for example, say you slandered somebody, now that person died. So there is no physical something to be given. Now what to do? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make istighfar for those people. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. Pray special namaz for them. Pray special salah for them. Make special dua for them. Give sadaqat for them. Right? You do some sadaqat dujariya work in isal sawab for that person. Say, give sadaqat and say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, you forgive this person and give the sawab of the sadaqat to that person. So, it is important to make sure that you do something with regard to this tawbah for the tawbah to be accepted. Another thing to be done is when you make tawbah is then go and give some sadaqah also. Because all sadaqat, they cool the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes us to be charitable. So therefore, when you make tawbah, go and give some sadaqah. And say that this is, and really when you give sadaqah, give something significant. You know, as they say, give it till it hurts. So it shouldn't hurt because we are getting a reward for it, but seriously, I mean, don't just give some, you know, pittance which really doesn't matter. No, show the sincerity of the tawbah by giving something which is enough and which is significant. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that from us and to accept our tawbah. But very, very important that we must clear our accounts in this life. Extremely important. Don't die with some pending account. You know, what happens because we forgot is a different matter. We ask Allah to forgive us, but deliberately make sure that you do not die unless you have cleared your accounts. And when I say do not die, that's not in our hands. We go, we can die at any instant, which means that we need to clear our accounts straight away. If there is something pending, do not sleep until that is sorted. We know the famous hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the masjid, and he said to the people with him, he said, a man is going to enter just now and he is from the people of Jannah. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu entered. And this happened 3 times on 3 consecutive days. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu went to stay with Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He said, can I be your guest? So he said, yes, most welcome. He came and he stayed in his house for 3 days. And at the end of 3 days, he said, this is the reason I stayed in your house. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned 3 times. He said, a man is going to enter now and he is from the people of Jannah. And all the 3 times you came. So what is it? So I came to stay with you to see what is it that you are doing whereby Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised Jannah for you. What is the special wazifa you are praying or some amal you are doing? Allah knows. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said, and he said, I saw you for 3 days. He said, you did not do anything new. You didn't do anything special, anything, you know, usual tahajjud and so on and adhkar, but nothing special. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said, there is one thing I do which you could not have seen. He said, what is that? He said, before I go to sleep in the night, I forgive everybody and I make sure that my account is clear. Meaning that in case he has done something to somebody, of course, you know, being who he was, he would not have done, but if he had done something to somebody, he made sure that that account was cleared on that day itself, meaning that if I hurt somebody, I go apologize on that. I don't even wait one more day. I go apologize, I make sure the account is cleared so that nothing is pending. And he said, I forgive everyone. This is the issue about Tawbah also, because we ask Allah to forgive us. And therefore, it is important for us to forgive other people. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be merciful on the people of the earth, and the one in the heaven will be merciful to you. So have mercy on people around us, meaning forgive. If somebody does something wrong, forgive it. One of the biggest benefits of forgiveness is that it cleans your own heart. apart from anything else. You don't carry that junk with you. You know, somebody, this person did something to me, so I'm now carrying this thing in my hand, and always I think bad about this person. For what? That is all garbage. So throw away the garbage, get rid of it. Something bad happened, forgive. Forgive that person, forget that thing. I'm not saying if it is evil in a way where it harms you, that you forget that and then you go and fall into the same trap again. No, that you don't do. I use intelligence. Don't fall into that, but also don't carry one, you know, some ill feeling about somebody the whole time. Makes no sense. Whatever you need to sort out, you sort out. But don't carry an ill feeling, because that ill feeling doesn't hurt anyone except yourself. The person about whom you are feeling ill, he's sleeping peacefully in his house. He doesn't even know that. But you are feeling, you have this bad feeling about this person. The whole time is you know, working on your mind and so on. And it can get quite obsessive. So, very important to have a heart which forgives. Forgive people, because we ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to forgive us. Don't say he doesn't deserve. Now, you also don't deserve to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive us whether we deserve or not, because you like to forgive. إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفُّ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Allah, you are the one who forgives, you like to forgive, so forgive me. Not because I deserve forgiveness, because, no, nothing. I don't deserve anything. But forgiveness is your prerogative. Only you can forgive. So forgive me. For that reason, forgive me. Because you are the one who forgives. This is our dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, similarly, we must also forgive people. So, seek forgiveness and forgive other people. And this also applies. Somebody seeks forgiveness, he comes to you and then you rub his nose in the dirt again. No. That is a sign of nobility. Go away. I'm not saying you have to now become his great bosom friend and, you know, live in his house. No, no need. Maintain your dignity to whatever extent. But there's no need also to carry that negativity in your heart the whole time. Because negativity breeds hatred. All hatred is fire, and the result of all fire is ash. No matter what. Any fire is maybe lighted for any reason. You may have lighted a fire for a good reason. Still, what is the end result of the fire? It is ash. It is always, there is no fire that produces flowers. Every fire, no matter what it is lit for, only produces ash. So what is the good of fires? Fires are useless. So therefore, all hatred is useless. And hatred comes from this, from the unwillingness to forgive. When we don't forgive, that builds up and builds up and builds it, and initially it is small, later on it becomes more obsessive and so on. And it only harms you, because as I said, the person you are feeling that about is sleeping peacefully. He doesn't even know that. So don't fall into this trap. We ask Allah to forgive us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us whether we deserve it or not, because He is the one who forgives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make sincere tawbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this tawbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those sins of ours which we have done and forgotten. So we even to make tawbah, we don't know, because we have forgotten the sin. But the sin is still there. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those sins, even though we didn't make tawbah because we forgot about those sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to enable us to live a life which is free from sin and free from all transgression, whether it's against Himself, Jalla Jalaluhu, or against the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with forgiveness and to forgive us, and to fill the hearts of other people to forgive us, because we need forgiveness as much as we need to forgive. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.